Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't really get really personal too much on the show. I mean, I know you guys think I get personal, but man, I leave a lot out. I leave a lot out. So you guys don't really hear everything you need to hear. But now I need some advice because I think I got myself into a little bit of trouble. So I don't like to lie to my husband. I don't like to lie to my kids. I don't. But I do. I mean, I'm not stupid. The last thing I need is for them to think me any less of a goddess that I try to, you know, pretend myself to be. But I really, really blame the Homeowners Association again for this whole debacle. So this is kind of what's happening. So I live in a neighborhood where you're not allowed to park on the sidewalk. Doesn't matter how much you're paying in mortgage or rent. It doesn't matter if that piece of sidewalk you think is your property, you know, it's not. You can't park on there after a certain time at night. So I have, you know, two now grown men sons. I have my husband, I have me. So we each have a car, albeit they're all used cars and they're, you know, beat up, especially since I've driven them. So we all have cars. So we fit two cars in the garage, and then we fit two cars on the driveway. Now, my son has this big, huge truck, okay? One of my sons has my old Jeep from like 10, 15 years ago. But the other son, he has this used truck. And when he parks his truck, he doesn't park near the landscaping. You know, he parks it almost in the center of the driveway. It's really hard to fit four cars, two in the garage, two, all right? So he gets to sleep in one day, and I need to leave, and I'm parking in the garage. So I have to peel out of there, you know, to get to you guys. I'm peeling out of, you know, of my garage just to get to you guys to do my show. Okay, so it's your fault. And I scrape his car with mine. My review mirror, no, not my review mirror. What's the mirror called on the passenger side? That's not a review mirror. Rear view mirror is that. It's one of my mirrors, okay? Scrapes along his car. Now I'm like, oh man, gosh, you know, because the last thing I need is my son, you know, giving me any more crap than he usually does. And I really don't need my husband, you know, tacking this on to the tally of bad driver moments of his wife. So I just, you know, I got stuff to do. I got to do a show that day. So I left. This happened like about a week or two ago. So I forget about it because I don't really see the dents in my car. I don't see it. So anyway, my husband, this was on the weekend. We get ready to go out, and he sees the scratch on my husband's car, and on my son's car, and he goes, oh my gosh, this is a bad one. And I'm actually now getting really good at lying to my husband. And I'm like, what's so bad? What happened? He goes, look at this scrape. And I'm like, oh gosh. Like, let me see if I could, it was kind of like, I was kind of like, wow, gosh, that's, we're late, but yeah, we need to get on that. We need to figure out who did that. All right. So, you know, I did the distraction thing, like, we got to go, we're late, but oh my gosh, this is horrible, and, you know, by the way, you look really sexy today. So we drive off, and I don't think Corey thought anything of it. So I'm thinking to myself, I got away with it. My son has this big scratch on his truck. I have a scratch in my car, but I can always blame somebody at the grocery store. You know, I had to go grocery shopping. It's always somebody at the grocery store. So I think I'm good until yesterday. A neighbor comes up to me. And a neighbor said, yeah, did you ever get that, you know, dent fixed? I go, what are you talking about? Oh, well, I saw, you know, the other day. Oh, it's still there. Do you need me to help find you somebody? And I'm like, are you telling me you're a witness? Okay, now okay, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to go on mafia, but I now have a problem because we have a witness. Somebody witnessed it, right? So the odds of me keeping this witness away from my son and husband for the next 30 years is minuscule. I don't even know. I live in Vegas. I don't think there's any odd. Nobody would take that bet. So I have a couple options. One is I start to now, you know, put myself into a position of blackmail where I ask the neighbor to not say anything to my husband and kid, right? And probably will owe this guy thousands upon thousands of dollars throughout my remaining, you know, years on this earth. Or B, I just tell my husband and my son that I scratched the car. And it's not just one car, it's two cars. So, I don't know. I'm not really excited about where this is going to go. So your son can never catch you. By the way, any of you guys are parents, you can never have your son catch you in a lie. Ever. Never, never, never. Because you basically raise them with them thinking that you are a goddess, that you are the end all, that any time they need advice, any time they need to be set their compass straight, they go to you. And knowing that your mom lied and, you know, is throwing the homeowners association under the bus because of a dent, and it's not even a dent, it's like this big scrape. I was in a hurry. So my son is about to lose all faith and all, I mean, I could just feel my mammary glands explode in shame, right? Because, you know, my son is not going to, then my husband, I mean, he's not going to trust another word I say. So let's say I want to see a movie because Michael Fassbender's in it. I'm trying to pretend I only want to see it because it's a good screenplay. He's not going to believe me. He's never going to trust me. And he can extrapolate this to anything now. So he could possibly, you know, not let me have the car of my choice. And I know we're supposed to have an equal marriage, but ladies, let's be honest. All right. The dudes are the kings of the castle, especially when it comes to cars. You know, I mean, he may let me be in charge of any chocolate that comes into the house, but he's in charge of the cars. So if I mess up anything when it comes to a car, I've just lost all credibility. I've lost any say in this marriage. And I've just actually, I need to apologize to women now. I probably put us back decades. I put us women back decades, putting us into this position. So anyway, I think the easiest thing to do, forget it. I think the easiest thing to do, so I protect our womanhood and I protect all the progress women's made with women's rights, is I'm going to pay off the neighbor and let him blackmail me. Simple. 1-877-DOLLY. Send me advice.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys. That was no help at all. Thank you. I'm seeing some of the comments. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I just needed some advice on how to save my marriage. That was it. Not really rocket science, people. Okay, so anyway, I know. I'll fix the car. I'll talk to the neighbor. We'll make this all work. So we knew this discussion was going to come up, and the next discussion we have is the concept of, I don't know where my lights are going, the concept of COVID-19 is a little bit of a misnomer now because COVID-19 is a COVID from 2019. It was labeled in 2019, if you remember, at the end of 2019 as we were going into 2020. And I personally think the COVID originated in 2019 in terms of a lab accident or leak or something that happened, probably the summer of 2019, for it to have gotten to the to the stage that it got to by the time we noticed it in 2020. But the next question people have is, well, if 2019 was a wild type, what are we dealing with now? And then we have a Swiss scientist who is suggesting that there will be a COVID-22. Now, as much as I want COVID to go away, and I don't want there to be any sort of, you know, any more fear mongering and stuff that is, because, you know, sadly there has already been too much politicization and too many draconian measures taken in terms of lockdowns and masks and all the other stupid stuff. And now people are going to jail in Mississippi if they violate isolation. So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that aren't even going to want to now test for COVID, so they can't risk going to jail. So with all this stuff going on, I still as a doctor have to be honest about what's going on from a pathogen standpoint. And so this doctor from Switzerland, pretty research published doctor, suggests that we are going to have a COVID-22. And this COVID-22 is going to exist because many of our current variants are going to combine. So it's kind of like one of those Marvel movies, or it's like a Voltron. That's probably what it's like. You have a Voltron. You got the blue Voltron, the red, the white, the black, and they all kind of go all together, and then they make a big Voltron. That's how I believe he's, you know, looking at this. And at first, when you read what he predicts, you're like, well, you know, no duh. I mean, obviously, we're going to have a newer strain. It's going to be much, much more vicious than the wild type. But it does remind us non-doctors that we were kind of told a different, we were kind of given a different narrative. We were kind of, you know, peddled a different sort of mantra on this. That, look, this COVID-19 is going to go away. This COVID-19 is going to die off and we're all going to be fine. And it's because, not to politicians' defense, I'm saying this, but one of the reasons is because we have the SARS-CoV-1, or the original SARS virus, epidemic to look at. That started in 2002. It ended very discreetly in 2003. I believe the last case was end of May. The outbreak of that SARS was declared officially over by July. So there was a start point. There was an end point. But we didn't hear much about it. Singapore went in, researched where ground zero or patient zero could have come from. They believe it did come from a lab in China. But nothing more was really said on that. A couple people died a year later in, again, a China lab related to SARS. A couple people got fired through their Chinese CDC, and then, again, not much spoken about it. So we have seen in history a start and an end. What we, even with swine flu in 2009, people got sick with swine flu. It was a bad one. We now have a vaccine for swine flu. It's mixed in with our flu shot. But we don't really talk about swine flu. So with everything, we've had a start and a stop to it. We aren't having that with COVID, and that's frustrating people. Now, maybe in the long spectrum of things, we will see an end to COVID. I'm sure we will. And we'll have a vaccine. The vaccine will hopefully be mixed with our flu shot once we, you know, combine technologies. And COVID will be a thing of the past, and it'll be in the history books, or there'll be a TV show about it. Please, for the love of God, do not call Generation Alphas the COVID generation. They are not going to want that labeled. In fact, I think somebody's tried to make that trend where Generation Alpha, who's after the Gen Zs, those born between 2010 and 2010 to 2025 are supposed to be called Generation Alpha. The people want to call them Generation COVID. I would not go there, please don't. It's just too stigmatizing. But I think we're learning that the end isn't near, and the end is one of these things that I don't believe we're going to see until we uncover how this all started. If we do have an entity that introduced this to the system, maybe even on purpose, then I hope that entity gets caught soon, because it could still be introducing these things. But what we're going now by the premise is we're not saying anything's nefarious or anything that's suspicious, no conspiracy theories. We are under the premise in the public health sort of umbrella that, all right, these are just mutations randomly happening. And this virus is mutating, making a lambda variant in South America, the beta variant in South Africa, the delta variant that started in India that now has ravaged the Europe and America, the gamma variant in Brazil, the epsilon variant that came from Los Angeles. Yeah, Los Angeles gets their own. You know, if anything's going to be done, you know, in America, America's going to want to own a piece of it. So, you know, what happens next? So this professor, he is a Dr. Cy Reddy. He's of the Federal Technology Institute, ETH, in Zurich. He was interviewed in a piece in Blick. It's a Swiss-German newspaper, and my German isn't too good, so I couldn't really translate it too well, so I had to find an English translation. He predicts that there's going to be a combination of the Delta, the Gamma, and the Beta variants. And we haven't talked a lot about Beta. Beta was the one that scared the hell out of us because that was in South Africa, and the Beta variant did not seem to be very enthusiastic about our vaccine, or actually it was probably enthusiastic because it could escape it, but it didn't seem to be vulnerable to our vaccines. So the Beta variant is one that we really haven't talked about, that's kind of been kept at bay, but many of these other strains, these variants, have mutations. A mutation is a tweak, a change that causes a new strain or a new variant, a mutant, you could call it. A mutation leads to a new mutant. Make sense? Go back to your X-Men. So he's saying that this Beta is going to surface. It's going to combine forces with Gamma, combine forces with Delta, make a new virus, and we're going to see this probably 2022, hence it'll be called a COVID-22. So this COVID-19 is going to be a thing of the past, God willing, but COVID-22 will be meaner. He also says that there's going to be super spreaders that are going to be more responsible for this. He blames the unvaccinated, of course, being, you know, the higher risk of super spreaders. Just to, for a definition, a super spreader is one that has the potential to spread it to multiple people. They are more infectious. They might not even realize they're infectious, but they're more infectious and they could spread it. Kids can be super spreaders. You know, even vaccinated individuals could be super spreaders, which is why we're trying to figure out what the heck happened with this latest Delta wave, when countries with high vaccination rates and mask wearing and social distancing still had cases. So he says be aware of the super spreaders, still be diligent with our vaccines. But what he's saying isn't really rocket science. When you have plenty of variants and these variants are pretty vicious, yeah, there's going to be recombination events where you, like, throw a deck of cards of DNA, and when you try to pick up the two decks, you just mix them together. It's kind of what happens with recombination. So I'm not surprised that that sort of stuff would happen. I'm just surprised that the government was so quick to say, look, guys, just vaccinate and it's over. You need to be very, very careful with your messaging. You know, the American public doesn't want to be lied to. Just like my kid and my husband are not going to want to be lied to with what I did, you know, to the cars. Accidentally, right? I should lie to the neighbor. That's what I should do. I should lie to the neighbor and say, you know what, you're on something and you didn't see it. That's right, what I should do. Easier to lie to a neighbor than my husband and kid. But, and I'm not saying, you know, the government lied to us per se, but I think the government thought that, look, you know, we got this handled. And sadly, we aren't really in a position right now, you know, where we look like we're in control of anything. We're not in control of Afghanistan. We're not in control of our borders. So we're really losing that faith that we have control of the virus. So be prepared. There might be a super mutant coming. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American embassy staffers in Afghanistan accused the Biden administration of betrayal after they were advised to head to the airport, but instead suffered a brutal experience without protection. Now the Biden administration is being accused of smokescreening the Afghanistan evacuation debacle under the ruse of coronavirus leaks. Dr. Marty McCary on Fox News.
Medical advice is sacred. It should not be used to distract from headlines. And if you look at what happened within hours of the viral video of the Afghan airport. The White House leaked to the New York Times and Washington Post that they were going to announce the next day boosters for all Americans despite no evidence to support that it reduces severe illness and without any CDC or FDA guidance on it.
The embassy memo was sent Saturday, a day before at least seven people, including a young child, were crushed to death in Kabul's chaos. We are USA Radio News. If the Food and Drug Administration needs to make an announcement about people using animal medications to fight COVID-19, a lot of people are probably doing it. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. The FDA says that besides not being proven to treat coronavirus, the drug can cause severe side effects in humans, including allergic reactions, seizures, and even death. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Disgraced Democrat and now former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo marked his final day in office Monday by handing out pardons. David Gilbert, a Weather Underground member, murdered Police Sergeant Edward O'Grady, Officer Waverly Brown, and Brinks Guard Peter Page. Gilbert's son and San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boden had lobbied Cuomo for his release. Cuomo also ordered the release of four other murderers. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as we had just spoken about how, you know, we're worried about these super strains, we do have, luckily, FDA full approval of the vaccine, so we could move forward now, especially with some of those who have been hesitant about only using a vaccine that was emergency authorized. You know, we thought it'd be a good idea for you to hear from some of the people who have been on the front line and give us a little bit more scoop about what's going on currently with the Delta variant that's ravaging now. About 83% of the cases now appear to be Delta. So joining us next is Dr. Otis Gowdy Jr. He's an internal medicine physician joining us now. Dr. Gowdy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
No, man, we appreciate all you do. So where do you practice?
I am in Meridian, Mississippi. I'm a internist and a nephrologist here. I've been here for about 16 years. This is my home, and I trained in the Jackson area as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. I'm licensed in Mississippi as well, except I'm not physically there. I do telemedicine. And so, you know, Mississippi has been struggling with vaccination rates. You know, what are you seeing in terms of vaccination hesitancy in your area?
Right. You know, we're seeing a lot of the myths that's been spread more so about that the vaccine is actually a part of the virus. There's no part of the viruses, the mRNA vaccines that have the virus in it. You know, this is a it has been fully approved. The Pfizer has been fully FDA approved and for vaccination, and we're encouraging people to get vaccinated, because that will reduce the spread of this virus and get us out of this pandemic. We see that the Delta variant is the number one predominant variant that's causing the spread. It's causing increased trouble in people who have not been vaccinated, leading to more hospitalizations, more deaths in and of itself. We're seeing, that's what I'm seeing in my hospital system, as well as I'm hearing from all across the state.
Are you seeing
other myths are that it causes?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the myth is that the virus causes infertility, and there have been no such nothing evidence to suggest that. There have been people who have been vaccinated who have had children, have gotten pregnant as well. So, and that the virus is the vaccine is a tracking device, and of course that is not true as well. Those have been the three top reasons for the hesitancy of getting the vaccine. But we encourage people, as far as to protect themselves and protect their community, to get the vaccine. And particularly, most people are within a 5-mile radius of to get an agency to get the vaccine, whether it be at their local big box clinics or pharmacies, or their you know, get more information from their provider, their physicians or nurse practitioners.
Absolutely. Are you noticing in Mississippi the hospitals are being overwhelmed?
Yes, all of our hospital systems are completely exhausted. There are really no beds in the state. We are now triaging people to just areas in an emergency room. There aren't any beds available, which has really hindered the healthcare system and exhausted our staff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet, man. And thank you and your team for everything you do. So, I love some of the things you brought up in terms of vaccine hesitancy. I have had to, you know, kind of dispel some of those myths. But, additionally, another big, hesitancy point that I'm noticing in the Latino communities and the African American communities is, it's a cultural thing in terms of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The concept of vaccines and being healthy and doing something to prevent poor health in the future is a very Americanized WASP sort of cultural issue. Yet many people from my family, African Americans, Latinos, it's a different cultural new frame of thinking to do something preventative. And so I think, you know, we've had vaccine hesitancy with flu shots, with multiple things, and I think a lot of people are kind of, you know, overwhelmed by, you know, why are, you know, some people just not, you know, taking a vaccine. And I think a lot of people don't realize that America is full of multiple cultures, and it's a definite cultural change to take something when you're healthy to prevent a future malady.
Certainly that. Of course, I'm a nephrologist, so I deal with end-stage disease, and particularly kidney disease. And kidney disease, there aren't a lot of symptoms until your kidneys fail, and then it's pretty much too late. So I deal with that on a regular basis of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Certainly that. This is different. This, and of course, you know, the cultural norms, sure, of our other society, other communities, yes, there has been history of, you know, experimental cases, from the Tuskegee experiment. So those things are very real. And I'm a part of a minority community as well. So I really do understand how that is, you know, something that we can't forget. However, this vaccine has been fully vetted. The Pfizer has now been made full approval. And we are in a different time frame where we're seeing that in a matter of days, people are stricken by this virus and then are hospitalized and ultimately could actually die. I actually had a childhood friend. We were first grade, classmates, and I was called to the bedside for a consult. And the gentleman, I said, they mentioned the name, and ultimately I was like, I know exactly who this is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was totally, stopped in my feet. And, we're the same age. He had no health conditions in and of itself, was on a ventilator. Ultimately, I lost him last Friday. And I can just tell you, we were childhood friends. We learned phone etiquette. When you used to talk on the landline, phone etiquette. Learn how to mask, please speak to such and such. And now he's gone. And not only that, he left a young family. And as I took his family members to the bedside, they had three other family members in the same hospital system stricken with COVID. Mm-hmm. And that just hurts my heart that we have the vaccine that is able to prevent this. That's what's different at this particular point. This vaccine is here. It's a net to prevent the spread, prevent disease, in the small chance of someone who may get the virus with that. The effects are less if you're vaccinated, let alone we're seeing it affect younger people. 40-year-olds. I have an ICU that's full of people on a ventilator who are less than 50. That's just, it's unreal. And there was something that could have prevented that with this vaccine. And we're encouraging people to talk to their local health providers, or they could visit vaccines.gov to get more information of where the closest place for them to get a vaccine.
Exactly. And, one day I'd like to have you back. One thing that many people don't realize is if you do survive COVID, we are seeing an uptick in new diabetes diagnoses after a COVID infection. And COVID and diabetes, can just decimate the kidneys. And especially in the African-American community that could have more vulnerable kidneys, a lot of people want to prevent diabetes. They might not be caring about preventing COVID, but if you don't want to get diabetes, we're seeing COVID cause diabetes. And so that might be another impetus to get vaccinated.
Certainly that, Dr. Dahlia. We'd be happy to come back to you. I've actually have physician colleagues who got over COVID, but yes, they are now diagnosed with diabetes. Physician colleagues got over COVID, but now they have an underlying condition of a diabetes. Mm. So it is very real.
Yeah. So, Dr. Gowdy, one more time, tell people how they can find more information on vaccines in the area.
Sure. They can go to vaccines.gov. You can go to your local health care provider and the big box pharmacy stores that are in your area. Vaccines.gov.
Fantastic. Dr. Gowdy, bless you for all you do. Good luck. And again, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you for having me.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We are being told an American mother is currently trapped in Afghanistan. She's made an emotional plea to the Biden administration earlier today, urging the president to help her get back to her children in the United States as the Taliban is becoming increasingly violent. She was on Fox and Friends first, and she said, "We are in danger. We are in danger. Mr. President, please help us." She has made multiple attempts to reach the Kabul airport, but people are quickly beaten, whipped, and turned away in fear for their lives. Now, she isn't giving her full name. She's going by Fatima for her own safety. She has two children back in America. Her daughter calls her, asking if the Taliban will behead her. To ease her daughter's mind, she said that the Taliban have brought kittens for people to play with. She said, I can't talk to my kids and see them anymore because I don't know. It makes, you know, my fear worse. She said that family members of U.S. citizens have contacted the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in the United States, only hearing back that the government would likely escalate the situation on the ground. She says her lives are in extreme danger, and I don't know how long it's going to continue. They are going to people's homes at night, and they are just taking them away. Fatima says that nobody knows where the people are being taken or what is being done with them, but asserted that an escalation would likely only endanger them further. She says this needs to get better, and this needs to get better faster because we are running out of time. Fatima added she was thankful to be the voice of those stranded in Afghanistan. She said, and yes, we are stranded. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki had rejected the notion yesterday that Americans are stranded there, that they are able to leave. Fatima responded to the administration's position. Apparently she was crying. She said, this is not comforting at all because we don't know if we're going to make it out. So multiple news outlets have been, you know, obviously very critical of, you know, what's been going on over there. And today we're being told that Joe Biden has rejected requests from other G7 leaders to extend the Kabul evacuation, has insisted U.S. troops are going to leave by August 31st. Now, the Taliban, if you remember, turned the deadline back on us. I had said from the beginning the deadline is a stupid idea. You know, we could debate whether we should have been there to begin with for 20 years. Just once things started to go into chaos last week and the week before, I don't think we should be still sticking to a deadline and trying to get that PR win of pulling out of the Afghanistan war by the 20th anniversary of September 11th. But what the Taliban has now done, they said, look, if you're not out of here by the 31st, then there's going to be hell to pay. They didn't say it like that. So Biden administration has now 7 days to evacuate thousands of American citizens and Afghan allies still stranded on the ground. The U.S. has ramped up the airlift by evacuating 21,600 people in the last 24 hours, but they still don't know the exact number that still need to be flown out and are now running out of time. So the Biden administration might be getting a little cocky, thinking, look, we've been able to fly out thousands of people. We're good. What they don't understand is we have a hostage situation. If there are people that aren't able to get to the airport and they're getting beaten, and they're being taken away, or possibly other real bad things, then how do they know who's there? And I also don't understand why there's no record of all Americans. I mean, I know we should have passport records. We should have, but I guess Americans don't necessarily check in and say, look, this is where I live, which might also kind of be a good idea, especially since the Taliban could go and hunt them down in the next 7 days. So the president met with G7 leaders today to discuss the situation on the ground in Afghanistan. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel were among the leaders who urged Biden to keep boots on the ground longer. European leaders are worried that there is not enough time to evacuate everybody who wants to get out. Biden apparently spoke for 7 minutes during the virtual meeting after Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid refused to extend the troop deadline, and 24 hours after CIA Director Bill Burns held secret talks with the Taliban in a bid to get everyone out. Now, the Pentagon recommendation was made on Monday based on concerns about security risks to American forces, according to Daily Mail. Biden had asked the Pentagon for contingency plans to stay longer should it be necessary, according to the official. So American officials told the Taliban that the U.S. withdrawal by Biden's August 31st deadline is contingent on their cooperation in facilitating evacuations. I mean, makes sense. You know, we'll leave as long as you're allowing Americans to leave. But when we're getting reports out of Afghanistan from people undercover saying, look, I can't get to the airport, help, then, you know, there's obviously a huge disconnect. Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said Tuesday they will not extend the August 31st deadline for all troops to leave Afghanistan, which is 24 hours after Biden sent a CIA director to negotiate. So apparently the Taliban doesn't really like the U.S. They do not like our negotiating efforts. They have been able to now take control over much of the military weapons and supplies that we gave the Afghan troops before they fled. And it's a very, very scary situation. It doesn't appear to be, doesn't appear that Biden has control. I don't know what I would advise Biden at this point. It's such a mess up. I understand why people there don't want it to escalate, but we need to go in there with special forces, maybe even use Israel's Mossad, get people in there that can find where the Americans are, get them out, do rescue operations. Unfortunately, Afghanistan is such a huge country, I don't know if we're going to find everybody. And this was such a cluster. It was a real miscalculation that American troops could leave and the Afghan forces are good. We did a good job training them. They're going to be fine. They fled within minutes because they realized they were going to be outnumbered. The Taliban was going to be more powerful. The Taliban just kept getting more powerful. Not to mention they are getting props from Hamas and other terrorist organizations. So, you know, this situation, and I understand that, you know, many times the media will, you know, take a turn and just, you know, start, you know, bashing Biden. And, maybe he deserves to be bashed, but we have a bigger problem at stake. And Airbnb has actually stepped up and said that they're going to take about 20,000 refugees in their Airbnb. They will pay. We'll talk about this more in the next hour. They will pay to take on refugees. I mean, this isn't going to be a problem that just ends August 31st. We have refugees now coming to America in droves. And if we are flying out 21,000 people a day, if that number is correct, and obviously the number will go down, you know, once we get close to more people coming out. But, you know, where do we absorb them all? Where do we give them jobs? Where do we feed them? Where do we, you know, are they coming with COVID? So we have unfortunately a lot of unexplained issues. We're being told that every single person is being vetted, that Taliban will not come here undercover pretending to be a refugee and then setting up shop. I think that's baloney. I think there are many people who are virgins in the terrorist world that the Taliban is recruiting. The Taliban might actually be holding their families hostage and say, look, you go to America. You do exactly what we tell you. You be a refugee, but we own you. So very similarly to the cartel. So we sadly have cartel coming across our southern border. We have refugees that could be sadly providing cover for, you know, Taliban. And it's a dangerous situation, not only for people in Afghanistan, but people here in our country. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.